This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are here, broadcasting worldwide. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. We have the documentary filmmaker. We're going to have the trailer for you as well for a film I saw about a month ago here in Austin, Texas. It's won a bunch of awards, and the film is Cartel Land. Just to show you what the drug war has done in Mexico, as really a warning to where this society and this country is going as well. As the economy breaks down and as illicit black market systems are the only place people can make money, and you add a bunch of guns into the mix that only criminals have, the general public doesn't have it, you have corrupt police forces that are bought and paid for by the cartels and the CIA, it is a disastrous, disastrous mix. So we have the director of Cartel Land joining us coming up, and that's Matthew Heineman, cartellandmovie.com. But a very powerful film, very, very disturbing as well. So that's coming up in the next segment. And then we're going to have Vani Hari, the food babe, on with us, covering health issues, food issues, activism, because the movement to have GMO labeling, the movement to not buy GMO processed garbage, is destroying the globalists right now. It's one of the main areas, if not the main area, that we're having success, and she's right at the tip of the spear, and it's really a testament to what voting with our dollars does. That's why the globalists are in a race to sew everything up. Because if the left and the right ever wake up to the fact we're in a controlled paradigm, if we ever wake up to the fact that both parties are controlled, if we ever wake up to the fact that the same people that run the white supremacist groups run the liberal and socialist and communist and Jewish groups and other organizations, and that it's a controlled dialectic, it's game over. And that's what I'm here to try to get people to do, is to think outside the box and to really see and understand the overall manipulation that is taking place and unfolding. We will do the fourth hour, the entire fourth hour today. Again, I did the fourth hour for about 5 years. For the first 12 years or so, I did 3 hours every day, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Then for about 5 years, I did a fourth hour. But launching the nightly news and my other administrative duties, it was just too exhausting. But a lot of stations kept carrying the fourth hour, and I thought, you know, we're getting 5 hours a day on satellite for TV, 4 hours during the day, an hour at night for the nightly news. We just set all that up. Why not just have the fourth hour and truly get my reporters, who are smart folks, out of the box of taping shows? We do the nightly news live sometimes. And they get really good after, say, a five-hour marathon nightly news. We do that, you know, during elections and things, sometimes a 10-hour long. So we'll just start throwing everybody in the deep end of the pool every weekday in the fourth hour. Some days I'll be there. Some days, you know, I'll host the whole hour and have a special guest. But a lot of days, most days, it will be Leanne McAdoo, Jakari Jackson, Darren McBreen, David Knight, and the rest of the crew. We'll have some of the writers in here. We'll have guests. Sometimes we'll have activist guests in. Sometimes we'll randomly get some folks off the street, bring them in here, think, see what they think about what's going on. We'll premiere a lot of stuff in the fourth hour as well. It's going to become probably the best hour of TV/radio that we do every day. So the fourth hour is on satellite, TV, and radio. It's back. Find Showtimes, listings, details at Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So the part of it is you have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize kids belong to the whole community.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need the best camps that you all run. I mean,
all persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a God citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
plus you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Red Dawn came out in the early 1980s. And it parallels historically what's happened to other countries that have been infiltrated, that have been taken over. In this case, by a communist invasion from the South. And, of course, it's fiction. But many times, fiction parallels reality. We have Central and South America in massive decline, collapsing. Mexico's been a failed state for about 7-8 years. It's my view that the phony drug war, along with poverty and corruption of the government and the military, and I've had a lot of professors on that concur, is what has allowed Mexico to become a failed state with more than 100,000 dead that we know of in the last decade. That violence is now accelerating. Upwards of a third of Arizona has signs saying do not enter these areas controlled by cartels. Our government can't and won't stop what's happening. The CIA has been caught working with the cartels, shipping a lot of the drugs in. Now, about a month ago, I went to the local theater, the local art house theater, the Arbor, in North Austin, to see a film, Cartel Land, cartellandmovie.com. And I had followed the vigilantes in Mexico getting arms and defending themselves. I had followed the cartel and the government's response, but to see the footage and the shootouts and the deaths and the safe houses and the police cooking the drugs and all of it added multiple dimensions to it. I've got to say, it's one of the most powerful documentaries I've ever seen. Matthew Heineman joins us till the bottom of the hour. I'm going to play the trailer for Cartel Land movie coming up here in a few minutes. And no, I'm not invested in it. No, I'm not selling it. I mean, I'm promoting it. Because you want to see what the drug war is, this is it. And it was so fair. He didn't show the paramilitary folks on the Arizona side as just hillbilly racist. He showed them as human beings. And there's a little undercurrent of some racial stuff, because that's honest. That's there. Basically, he found what I found going to Arizona, going to South Texas, going over into Mexico, my reporters going over into Mexico, but we've done nothing compared to what he did. I mean, you talk about dangerous. I've seen a lot of combat footage that troops have sent back that have been in combat 2, 3, 4 tours, and they didn't see this much action. So this guy deserves a Purple Heart and a Bronze Star for bravery. If journalism issued such awards. Matthew Heineman, thank you so much for joining us. All I can say is congratulations on what you produced. It's really amazing. Tell us about how you made part one and part two, and those two parts, and just your view on the drug war and where all this is going.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. I think with Cartel Land, I really wanted to take this issue of narco violence and take it out of the headlines and put myself right into the middle of the action. There's been a lot of sort of glorification of drug violence in TV shows and movies. And, you know, I really wanted to take an apolitical look and see how this narco violence was affecting everyday people. And then the response of everyday people rising up to fight back. And then, you know, what happens when they do so. And so, you know, I was embedded with these two different groups, one in Arizona, one in Mexico, over the course of a year, and, you know, embarked on this journey that I never could have imagined or predicted.
continue to break down this saga or this quest?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's really, really complicated, this issue of the drug wars. And, you know, my goal was not to sort of do a big policy film or be the definitive film on, you know, the drug wars. My goal was to tell a human story through these characters, through these citizens who, you know, have taken the law into their own hands to fight for what they believe in. You know, and at the heart of this film are these two men, Tim Naylor Foley on the U.S. side and El Doctor, a small town physician in the state of Michoacan in Mexico, who are leading these two different vigilante groups. You know, they're both 55-year-old men. They both believe that the government has failed them. They both have, quote-unquote, taken the law into their own hands to fight for what they believe in. You know, obviously the circumstances are different. In Mexico, the violence is visceral. It's real. You mentioned in the intro, you know, 100,000, you know, between 80 and 100,000 killed since 2007. 20,000 plus people disappeared since 2007 in Mexico. You know, whereas in Arizona, you know, we're not seeing that same type of violence. And the, you know, the vigilante fight is a little bit more a fear that these Mexican drug wars will seep its way across our borders.
But it is the fear and the concern and the preparation that stops it from completely taking over. We have had homes burned down, severed heads, a lot of drug war crime in the Southwest. I don't think it's as anywhere near as bad as Mexico. I agree with you. But I think that's what's so powerful about your film and so refreshing is that you don't give any commentary. You show what they're really saying, and you get the humanness of all the different factions in Mexico, the factions over here, and it's just nauseating, but at the same time exhilarating to actually be like a fly on the wall. I mean, all I can say is just an amazing job.
Thank you so much. I mean, you know, I think to me one of the big problems in America, one of the biggest problems in America, is how polarized media has become, how, you know, people on all sides of the political spectrum are fed information that they don't necessarily trust. And, you know, that's why, you know, I really, you know, I have my own personal beliefs, my own political beliefs, but that's not important. You know, I think what's important is to tell a truthful and honest story and to let the people with whom I spent time tell the story themselves. And that's what I tried to do. You know, I think, you know, my opinion, my views are not important. What's important is to show what's happening. And I think that's the beauty of documentary film, is to open people's eyes to a world that they've never seen before.
I don't want to give the film away, but I have a personal question. Obviously, you've got one of the founders of the vigilante movement, and he comes off as a really good guy. And then later you discover that he's not completely perfect, but then I looked over to my friends that were with me and I said, and I don't want to give it away, spoiler alert, but he looks over to his, well, I don't want to give it away, but what I'm getting at, I looked over and I said, I bet he's already basically broken up with his wife, but then you never really find out if he broke up with her before or after, or if he's cheating on his wife right in front of the cameras.
If you don't mind, I prefer not to try to get into it too much. You know, I think one of the beauties of the film is that the film, you know, unravels in a way that you can't really necessarily script or imagine. And so I'd like to let the viewers.
Sure, but that's a pretty good teaser I just gave you, isn't it?
Hey, I'll take what I can get.
Let's talk about how the film's doing. I mean, I haven't really followed that. I know it won a bunch of awards. Tell us about the awards it won and then where folks can find it.
Sure. So the film premiered at the Sundance Film Festival. I was very lucky to win the Best Director Award and Best Cinematography Award at the Sundance Film Festival. It's played at festivals all across the world, and then it opened in movie theaters in early July, you know, playing theaters all across the United States. It's still playing in some theaters in different places. And, you know, I think the best way to find out information about the film is our website, cartellandmovie.com, or our Facebook page, facebook.com/cartelland. In early October, it will be out on iTunes and video on demand. And so people will be able to get it online. And then eventually be on A&E in 2016.
Well, all I can say is, for people that haven't seen it, I don't normally get filmmakers on and gush over it, especially, you know, stuff that's more mainstream, but this is not mainstream. Had you ever made a film or been involved in something this dangerous before?
I'm not a war reporter. I've never, ever been in any situations like this before.
Well, you are now. I mean, you're a seasoned war reporter spending a year in what I saw. Torture bases, getting shot at, stuff blowing up. I mean, man, I tell you.
Yeah, you know, it was absolutely terrifying, and I don't think I was necessarily prepared for what I was going to see. You know, through the process of making this film, I found myself in shootouts between the vigilantes and the cartel, you know, torture chambers, meth labs, places that I never could have imagined being in. And, you know, at first, I think, you know, one of the interesting things about the film is, you know, at first it seemed like a very simple story of, you know, everyday citizens rising up to fight back against an evil cartel. And over time, the lines between good and evil became ever more blurry.
That's right. It shows how the corruption takes place.
Yeah, and it, you know, shows the corruption between the cartels, the government, and, you know, ultimately the vigilantes, without giving too much away. And I think that's what's so scary, especially in Mexico, is that, you know, there's an absolute lack of rule of law. You know, what we see is the failure of government institutions. And I think one of the saddest things for me is to see the suffering of everyday people, the suffering of everyday citizens living in this lawless world. You know, and the fear. There's a young woman in the beginning of the film. It's a really dramatic scene in which the auto defenses take over town. The military comes in and disarms them, and then the citizens come and surround the army and to defend the auto defenses, to defend the vigilantes. And there's a young woman who's screaming face to face with the army, and we later find out that she, both of her parents were killed by the cartel, her brothers were killed by the cartel, and she was too scared to go to the police. She was too scared that the police either were the cartel, were being paid by the cartel, or were directly working with the cartel. And so, you know, that's the world in which this movie begins, and it's a very scary world.
Expanding on that, I know when my reporters have gone into Mexico and covered drug houses and things like that, the FBI shows up, wants to debrief them afterwards. Have you ever been approached by the FBI, the CIA?
Not directly, as of yet.
Well, I'm surprised you haven't. I mean, you've seen a lot of stuff nobody else has seen. How did you get them to trust you so much? I mean, they bring you into auto defense torture centers. The police cook methamphetamine in front of you. How did you get them to trust you so much?
I think, you know, with a film like this, you know, the biggest thing is access. And, you know, I really didn't want to tell a story through experts or talking heads or, you know, government officials. I want to tell the story through the eyes of the vigilantes themselves. And in terms of getting them to trust me, I think there's a variety of factors. I think, for one, being honest and truthful with your intentions. You know, I wasn't trying to, as I said earlier, I wasn't trying to bring an agenda. You know, I was very clear with them that I wanted to let them tell the story and to follow the journey as it naturally happened. A filmmaker mentor of mine once said that if you end up with a story that you started with, then you weren't listening along the way. And you know, I think that's good advice for life, and I think it's good advice for filmmaking is sure, you know, being open to the story changing. But you know, another thing that I think really helped was they were risking their lives, they were dying fighting for this cause. And, you know, I was right alongside them to do so. Right alongside them filming them. And
I think that's how you were able to do it. Correct me if I'm wrong. You were in at the beginning of the rebellion, of the peasant uprising against the corrupt police, against the cartels, the battles, the defeats when they were pure. And then you're with them for over a year as things start to degenerate. That's why you were already in, because you were in from the start.
Yeah, I wasn't in from the absolute beginning, but I was there early on. And I think, yeah, as I said, you know, they're risking their lives, and by me being alongside them, there's a level of respect that I had with them that, you know, I was willing to risk my life and the life of my crew to tell the story. And so I think
upsetting is you see how brave the Mexican people are. They're smart, they're funny, and they have a failed culture. And I look at America, on average, we're so soft. I don't care what color we are. If we start collapsing like that, we're going to be in deep trouble. And, you know, the veneer of civilization is very thin. If the drug war continues, in my view, and our society continues to break down, I think we could become like Mexico.
Who knows? I mean, let's hope not. And, you know, I'm an eternal optimist. You know, I believe in the goodness of humanity, and you know, I want to believe that, you know, one day this corruption and this violence in Mexico will stop. You know, we think about 9/11. You know, I don't have the exact numbers. I think it was roughly 3,500, 4,000 people that were killed. And look how much that changed the course of America. You know, here in Mexico, we have you know, almost 100,000 people killed. I mean, it's a war that's happening in the country just south of us. And I really hope that through the cartel end, I can open people's eyes to that war.
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to talk about your next project. Then we're going to go to break. You've got to leave. I'm going to come back and actually play the trailer and have some final comments. Well, again, we have the director of Cartel Land on with us right now. But you didn't set out to make something libertarian-based. I understand that it's not political. You don't demonize the paramilitary militia that's on the border. There's some good groups, some bad groups. I've been there. I've looked at it. Seems like you chose a group from about what I've seen that really represents what these paramilitaries are really like, the ones I know. There's a few bad groups out there, but they're really few and far between. I don't know how you're going to get this on A&E. I know they financed it, and it's a hit film. You won Sundance Film Festival, two different categories. This just doesn't fit with the narrative that anybody that's concerned about an open border is a kook. I mean, you really show what's going on there and the drugs coming across and the coyotes coming across. So I just don't see how this fits with the kind of Ford Foundation narrative.
Again, you know, I don't believe, you know, I don't know what your political background is. I probably should have done more research before coming on the show, but I don't think it frankly matters. I don't think it matters what my background is. I think, you know, as a journalist, as a filmmaker, you know, your job is to tell a truthful story.
Yeah, you did that, and that's so rare to then see that it's going to be on mainstream TV.
And various people have respected it. I think, you know, this, there's no judgment that's brought into this, you know, and I wish the world could work more often.
Sure,
like
but
that.
Nobody seeing this is going to want us to have an open border with Mexico, I can tell you right now. I mean, I'm a libertarian. Yeah. I want open borders if we didn't have all this high welfare to draw in people that are just going to be deadbeats. So, I mean, all I'm saying is you put out a really truthful film from my research, and I just think that's really rare. And so kudos to Sundance, kudos to A&E, kudos to everybody. If mainstream TV starts going this direction, they'll have ratings again because people just want the truth.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, regardless of politics, I think the – I wish media and I hope with Cartel Land, you know, what are you doing if you're preaching to the choir? What are you doing if you just attract, you know, one sector of America? I think with media and journalism and film, you know, you should be attracting all sides. And I think if we're all talking together rather than all, you know, siloed and talking apart, then maybe some good can happen. And I think that's, you know, that was my goal with this film, is that hopefully,
sure,
you know, we can attract the audience.
Your Skype's breaking up a little bit. We're going to let it restabilize for a moment. Again, we have the director of Cartel Land, cartellandmovie.com, Matthew Heineman. In closing, sir, if your Skype's back, any other parts of the film that we didn't get to see, and what are you working on next?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, sir, go ahead. What are you working on next?
I'm developing a few different films. I might make another film in this space. You know, to be honest, I'm not totally sure. So we'll see. I'm excited to keep making films. You know, I feel very lucky and honored to be able to do that. And, you know, hopefully I'll make another one that very soon. So,
have you caught the bug of wartime journalism?
I don't know if I have. You know, I guess a little bit of me has probably. You know, every time I see the film, I get a little bit of the adrenaline rush. But you know, I love my family. I love my girlfriend. You know, I don't know if I want to keep putting myself at risk. So we'll see, you know.
I was about to say, you can get out while the getting's good and count your lucky stars, because I think he had a pretty good chance of getting killed. Folks that haven't seen the film, people get killed around him quite a few times. Thank you so much. And again, we salute you. A great American filmmaker. Can't wait to follow your other work, sir. We'll be back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm going to play the trailer for Cartel Land straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producer in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up after I play several reports here on what you think about the shooting last week of the TV reporter and the cameraman. Now the cold-blooded murder of this sheriff's deputy in Houston. And are you watching the same news I'm watching, reading the same papers I'm watching? I mean, there's hardly any news out there that this is racially motivated. The Associated Press is still acting like the sheriff's department is out of bounds for saying they believe it's connected to the national rhetoric being put out by Black Lives Matter. I mean, you better believe that if it was a white guy running around shooting black people, like with the Charleston situation, they would be saying it was racially motivated and then blaming all white people. But we're not blaming all black people for this. We're blaming mentally ill, unstable haters. And they need to be decried and explained to that this isn't good. When black people get murdered in cold blood, it's wrong. When cops get murdered in cold blood, it's wrong. When white people get murdered, it's wrong. It's just wrong. I don't sit there when nine blacks get killed and go, yeah, well, there's one for the white team. I go, there's one for the globalist who just orchestrated us getting in a fight with each other. And that's why I've been harping on this, because you see movies like Cartel Land, the globalists want to convert America into a police state, drug war zone. That's why the government ships the narcotics in. But the government, with the big banks, ships it in from the top. We have the congressional hearings in the 60s, the 70s, and the 90s. We have the declassifications. We have the big banks that have admitted to laundering hundreds of billions a year. They control it. Then they have Hollywood act like the drug culture's cool. There's a lot of money associated with it, so young people get involved. Your daughters become prostitutes. It degenerates the society. And now our economy is based on the prisons and the drug war. So you get involved in a gangbanger culture. MTV pushes it. Acts like it's underground. The cops take the bait, try to shut down the gangster rap. Everybody then thinks it's super cool. It goes white hot, super platinum. The young people all start dressing like prisoners with their pants hanging down around their butts. The cops are trained, that's the enemy. You're trained, the cops are the enemy. And then you have a full-on war in America, which has been on slow burn. But I believe we're about to see a slow-motion race war, a slow-motion drug war, that makes the 80s carnage and crime rate soaring look like a walk in the park. All the signs of destabilization are there. We're going into a depression. We have all these problems, and the system wants to brand it as racial so the globalists don't get the blame. And so the middle class, whether they be black or white, calls for law and order and gives up their rights because so many citizens and so many cops are getting killed. Then they're going to stage terror attacks, blame it on the Liberty Movement, and have a roundup of the Liberty Movement. There'll also be a roundup of the leftist black movement. And I'm telling you, that's where this is going. I told you long before this started, reading the manuals, reading the documents, reading the restricted info that we got from our sources, published here, confirmed to be accurate, that the only way they could pull this off, looking at their battle plan, was with what you're now seeing. So we were able to project forward the enemy battle plan. It's actually easier than connecting the dots. So I want to take a few phone calls on this issue. Has the race war already begun? And how do we short-circuit it? I think you do like what happened in Charleston. Black folks, white folks, Hispanic, everybody coming together, prayer vigils, putting flowers at the church, decrying this little drug head, maggot that did it. Well, let's hear some people decrying what this latest scumbag did, shooting this cop. Turns out, didn't even know him. Hadn't done anything. And he cowardly shot him in the back. People say, oh, I'm sick of the cops. Good, let him die. How would you like it if it was somebody you knew, your neighbor, your dad? This guy had two children. He was involved in the community. He had a good record, and he's dead, executed. All these leftists that call for killing cops, you're against the death penalty for people found guilty, but it's okay for you if a cop gets killed. And I'll tell you something. It's because you've never been involved in real violence. You've never seen real stuff go down. And so your little kid's thinking it's tough to sit around talking about killing people. It's not tough. It's not cool. And here's the key. If things unravel in this civilization like it's starting to do, it's going to be you soft people out there and all you people on the left that want all these free government goodies. When the liberty's gone, when the prosperity's gone, the New World Order is not going to take care of you. They have no respect for you. You're useless. You're stupid. As long as you stay under their control. I want you to be free. I want you to wake up. I want you to get involved. I want you to see outside the box. I want you to be empowered. I'm a prideful person. And I'm not saying that's good, but I have pride in humanity, pride in you, pride in myself. I want to believe in you. And that's why when I see MSNBC, MTV putting out weaponized media saying only whites can be racist, being white inherently is bad, whites deserve what they get, blah, 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 it makes me so sick because the people running that are consciously evil and have a plan to bring this country down. And you have movies like Django and all the rest of it that is meant to inflame racial division, meant to sell the idea that white people are inherently bad and that you've personally been wronged so you can go out and find some white people to kill. And that's the message that Hollywood wants to be put out, and it's all part of this climate being pushed with all these movies coming out at once, focusing on police oppression, focusing on police abuse, not because they're going to reform the problems that are real, that we've tried to reform for 20 years, but because they want to have a clash of civilizations. Now let's go to this trailer, because I mentioned it, for Cartel Land. Here it is.
There's an imaginary line out there between right and wrong, good and evil. I believe what I'm doing is good, and what I'm standing up against is evil.
Somos los cocineros de metafetamina. Claro que hacemos daño, lo sabemos.
The cartels, they're the ones terrorizing their own country, and now they're starting to do it over here.
¿Qué harías tú? ¿Esperar que vinieran por ti o que defenderte? ¡Diármense! ¡Únanse!
The cartel scouts keep getting away.
El gobierno no proporciona las garantías de seguridad que el pueblo necesita. Nos podemos armar.
Si ustedes les pasara lo que nos pasó a nosotros, estuvieran con nosotros.
They're taking back what is theirs from the cartel. This way should be done up here too.
Anybody touches me, drop them. You sabe?
Una ley que se llama ojo por ojo y diente por diente.
Déjense para atrás.
¿Qué? No nos vamos a convertir en los criminales que andamos combatiendo.
¿Con quién trabajas?
The lucky ones for now. Ustedes lo están viendo es porque yo ya dejé de existir.
And again, it just came out about a month and a half ago. It's already pretty much left the theaters, but I thought it was a very powerful film. It deserved to be recognized. It deserved to get some attention here, because you find out that the vigilantes on the U.S. side and on the Mexican side are basically the same people. They have the same views, the same beliefs, the same desires. It's the opposite of a Robert Rodriguez movie where Don Johnson's dressed up as a white racist sheriff shooting pregnant Mexican women in the stomach. That's not real. That's not going on. That's not happening. It's Mexicans that have killed over 100,000 Mexicans. But the political correct crowd would somehow try to imply that it was America's fault. That's why the White House, it came out in the memos, CBS News, 3 years ago. They shipped those guns down there so they can blame the violence on the Second Amendment. When the drug cartels are buying full auto from Europe and from the big banks. Turned out that a lot of those guns that got shipped down there ended up getting used by the citizens to fight off the drug cartels and to restabilize and take back control of the communities. The problem is the cartels then just kill the leadership of the good vigilante groups, or have the government put them in prison, and then take their number two guys, who they've bought off, and put them in charge. And that's the cycle of corruption. And it's happening here in this republic. And the system needs to cut it off now. We need to decriminalize drugs across the board now. That doesn't mean sell them to kids. It means treat them just like big pharma stuff. Control it. Tax it. Regulate it. It'll take the criminal element out. But the big central banks are the main ones running it. That's why they lobby to keep the drug war going. Police departments are addicted to the money as well. It's corrupted many police departments. It's going to corrupt the whole nation if we don't stop it now. I have a big announcement I'm going to be making. I'm going to play this video that breaks it down. If we don't do this, I will be able to fund the launch of the InfoWar to hundreds of UHF, VHF, and cable systems. We've got more than 50 that are showing interest. We've got 6 or 7 that are already signed on, already currently taking it, just since we turned it on 3 weeks ago. It's well worth it if we reach 50 UHF, VHF, and 50 cable systems. I think it'll be a lot more than that. We already have places like Houston. We're on basic cable. That's a huge feat. And they also have a broadcast station down there. And we've got a lot of stations lining up to pick it up. What I don't have is the infrastructure for affiliate relations to work with the stations. What I don't have is enough reporters or writers. We have enough to do it basically, but when you add all the money in for the closed captioning, satellite feeds, legal, other issues like that, we're going to expend all the capital this operation has, and that's not a good position to be in. You want to have some backup. Because we deal with the occasional dirty trick, the occasional problem, things we have to handle. I mean, any business, any operation needs really 6 months of capital. We got a couple months of capital. And if I do this and if you don't support us, I'll expend that, which I'm ready to do because I'm not going to sit here and have half measures. I'm going to go all out against the globalists. We're going to skip this network break. Be the last one I skip today. But I do need your support and I do need your help. We are in the face of the globalists. We're basically vigilante media. We transcend the labels. We're for basic freedom. You have a right to private property, a right to not be forced to take vaccines, a right to not have your guns taken, a right to be sovereign, a right to not have foreigners come in and get everything free, to be a political group, to vote you into slavery. I don't care what color you are, where you're from, you have basic rights. We promote basic pro-human ideas. We promote common sense. We promote life. You got left wing, you got right wing? No. There's the life wing, and there's the death wing. And the globalists are the cult of the death wing. That's the wings they fly on. It's what they live by. They are predators. They love death. They love disease. They love fraud. They love squalor. They love a dumbed-down population they can feed on like cattle. I don't think you're cattle. I don't think I'm cattle. Because when I think of you as cattle, I've just dehumanized myself. That's a power trip. It's easy to laugh at the dumbed-down masses. I actually cry. I laugh on the surface because it's not funny. It makes me sick. It's gallows humor. I know I'm right. I know I'm dead on. I know I understand the enemy's operations. I've read their books. I've read their white papers. I've studied the New World Order. I know their game plan. We've accurately, on so many fronts, predicted what they're going to do. They can't stand it. And now this operation needs to go to the next level now. And believe me, I was sitting around talking to my dad last night at my grandmother's 90th birthday, or lunch, I should say, before the radio show. And I said, I know I can go to 40 million a week we're reaching, and if it does that, it'll be 100 million. I know I can get so big and so damaging to the globalists, they're going to come after me, but I said my cells won't let me not do it. It's not about showing off. It's not about wanting to fight. It's about knowing that I am aiding and abetting the New World Order if I don't go into this 110%. And I've got a trump card, and that's Jesus Christ. And so it's whatever God's will is will happen to me. I'm at peace. The only selfish thing I ask God is to protect my children. And I will 100% never submit, never back down, never give in, never sell out. I commit before God Almighty. And all I ask is you, the listeners and viewers, to understand that none of us are perfect. None of us have all the answers. But if our heart's right, and if we want justice, and if we take action, God will lead, God, and direct us. Even if we don't believe in God, the universe, energy, whatever, providence, it works. It's real. The enemy knows it. They worship the God of death and of disease and of fraud and of oppression and of balkanization and divide and conquer. It's easy to be evil. It's easy to play those games. I know how the New World Order works. I wanted to come in here and play their tactics. Even today, I could shoot to high levels in their organization. They've tried to hire me so many times, makes my head spin. That's what they do. They get you to join them. I'll never join them, ever. And that's the commitment. But it's joining them to not go 110%. I didn't want to grow this operation 8 years ago. I wanted to stay small. I wanted to just underground, reach millions of people, make films. I knew how dangerous it was, and I looked at myself in the mirror one day, and I hit my knees, and I just said, God, I don't want to be a coward. Help me be strong. Help me go all the way. And that's what we've done. And now I'm going to go even closer to the gates. I'm going to go all the way in, right into the throne room of the New World Order, right up front, in front of the kings of this age, and let them know, as imperfect as I am, I stand for life. I stand for justice, and I'm not afraid. And whatever happens to me, that's in God's plan. So believe me, I don't want the work. I don't want the hassle of more reporters and more writers and more stuff and more things I got to worry about and more things I got to deal with. But I'm going to do it because I'm going for broke, all in, doubling, tripling, quadrupling down, because I'm not going to sit there when I'm 75 with my heart failing in some hospital wishing I'd have gone all the way. Wishing I'd have fought harder. Wishing I would have done more. I'm going to do it now. But I need your help to do it. So join me in this fight. Let's go to this piece we're putting out. We're posting it to InfoWars.com, Operation Money Bomb 2015. Email it, Twitter it, Facebook it. It's going up on InfoWars.com right now. Help us get this video out to everyone and make it go viral so we can raise $1 million to reach 400 million more people. If we reach 20 million more people a week, which is just doubling the audience, most of them tune in and out. In the aggregate, that'll be about 400 million people in the next year. That's how many we're talking about in Mexico, the U.S., and Canada that potentially we can hit. But the derivatives of this, once we launch this, I'm going to turn the satellites on in Europe, Africa, Asia, once we get the money. I plan to take profits if we're able to put this on TV with a few ads per hour and make money. I intend to go worldwide with this. Now let's go ahead and go to this breakdown. Totalitarianism comes in many different flavors throughout history. It can come from the right wing, the left wing. It can come from religious cults. It can come from a foreign invading army. And in the modern 21st century, it's basically coming from political correctness, masquerading as the Renaissance, masquerading as liberalism. It seeks to shut down free speech. And the controlled globalist left has willing accomplices in the Republican Party and other conservative and libertarian organizations and groups throughout the world. The robber barons that control this planet are not free market. They are monopoly men who seek to have systems free of competition, controlled by offshore combines above the law. The main mission of InfoWars.com and my 20 years on air is to shatter the left-right paradigm and to get the public to become aware of what's really governing and controlling society on a mass scale. Bottom line, we have reached that legendary, colossal moment in history where the next 1,000 years of human development, our very destiny, is being decided. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015. The first money bomb I've done in 3 years, because we only do these if they're critical to be able to build up our infrastructure. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on UHF, VHF, and cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. Starting September 16th through the 17th, we're going to broadcast live from 11 a.m. on the 16th through 2 p.m. on the 17th for 27 hours with an amazing lineup of guests, investigative journalists, documentary films, and more. We are seeking to raise $1 million so that we can reach 400 million extra people potentially in the next year. Because if you do the math, and if you look at the numbers that we're already getting from affiliates and from the internet and from YouTube and from Facebook and all the platforms, we are reaching 20 million people a week. If you put all that together over a year, that's upwards of 200 million different individuals around the world is how the algorithm metrics come out. So I simply want to double that in the next 12 months after launching this money bomb. Just the satellites, the closed captioning under federal law, and other regulations will cost us right at $39,000 a month, which if you add it together is over $400,000 a year alone. When you talk about cameras, crew, studio, $1 million is only a portion of what we need to do this. But it's an important part to ensure, with the collapsing economy and the hard times we're going into, that we have the funds it takes to keep this beacon of truth, exposing globalism and dehumanization, operating. So join us this September 16th and 17th for what I believe will be the final money bomb that InfoWars ever runs as we prepare to launch to the next and final level of global awakening. Because as Mahatma Gandhi famously said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, then you win. We are in that process of being massively attacked, and in the face, we're charging up, getting ready, and going in. Go to InfoWars.com/moneybomb for all the information. And in closing, I want to say this to all of you patriots out there across the globe that have spread the word about our operation and that have supported us. History is happening right now. The destiny of humanity is being decided right now. And InfoWars, which you, the viewers and listeners and activists, stand at the heart of, is the engine that has made all this possible. You're not standing behind the info war. You are standing at the center of it. You are right beside us in this fight. And I guarantee you, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Sam Adams would be incredibly proud of what you've done in defense of human freedom, in defense of true liberty. So from myself, Alex Jones, and the entire InfoWars crew, we salute you. Join us this September 16th and 17th for the 27-hour Money Bomb in defense of human liberty. Infowars.com/moneybomb, and you can find that promo video. You can find places to donate. You can also buy the products if you want to support us, the high-quality nutraceuticals, the books, the videos, all of it. It just takes a lot of money to fund and run this operation and to pay my crew a livable wage so they can take care of their families and stay focused on the fight. But you can go to Infowars.com/show to find links. Infowars.com/moneybomb. And we're also posting on Infowars.com Operation Money Bomb 2015, the video. Send out to your friends and family. Please upvote it and support it, because the trolls always go crazy when we do stuff like this. But regardless, we're doing it. Regardless, we're launching it. So InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWars.com/moneybomb. And please support our local AM/FM affiliates as well. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.